Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through scripture verse by verse. We are in 1 Timothy 1, verses 15 through 17 in the Phillips translation. It says this: "This statement is completely reliable and should be universally accepted. Christ Jesus entered the world to rescue sinners. I realize I was the worst of them all, and that because of this very fact, God was particularly merciful to me. It was a kind of demonstration of the extent of Christ's patience toward the worst of men, to serve as an example to all who in the future should trust him for eternal life. So, to the King of all ages, the immortal, the invisible, and only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Mind if I pray for you?" What beautiful words, Jesus. Thank you for inspiring Paul to write them. And Lord, I pray that we would live lives that are deeply grateful to the Lord Jesus Christ. We do owe everything to him, and he is the one who has entered this world and has rescued sinners. Lord, help us to live in light of that rescue. We can bank on it. We can build our house on it, like a house built on the rock, that he is the rescuer and we are the sinners in need of rescue. Lord, help us to look back on our lives and to be honest about how we have sinned against you, and to say that in part of me, there's nothing good. I only want to do bad things. And you have been the one who has rescued me from that. You've given me the Spirit, and you have forgiven me of all those sins, past, present, future. What a beautiful and miraculous gift that is. Lord, we thank you today that you are a merciful God, that you pardon those whose iniquities are great. That's kind of a big word, iniquities. I'd just say sins. You are merciful. And in light of that, I pray that you would give us merciful hearts for those who sin against us. Lord, I'm reminded of that story of the servant who was forgiven a whole bunch and then ran around finding that person that owed him a little bit, and practically killed him because he owed him a little bit and was not going to forgive that debt. So Lord, we have been forgiven so much. We have received so much mercy. It should influence the way that we treat other people. So give us the wisdom and the know-how, how to treat people because of how beautifully you have treated us. Lord, we're almost at the end of the year. We're one day from New Year's Eve, and we're beginning to make some goals for next year. Lord, help us to make goals toward you, faith goals. We want to become more servant-like. We want to become less selfish this year. We want to have holy habits of reading your word and praying to you and stopping in the moment to pray for people when they are having pain or worry or frustration. Give us a blueprint for that, or what that might look like. Give us a holy imagination for a new year and a new way of doing things. And I pray mostly, Lord, that we would trust you more this year, that this would be a year of relinquishment, as I've been praying this a lot over the past couple weeks. You might have recognized that, but also of trust, that you are trustworthy. We can entrust our lives to you, and we can let go of all those things that have been holding us back. So Lord, teach us the power of trust. Teach us the importance of trust, and just enlarge our trust muscle over the next days and weeks and months. And Lord, as the Apostle Paul finishes this phraseology, and then he's going to jump into talking directly to Timothy, he says this: "So to the King of all ages, the immortal," meaning you never die, "invisible," we can't see you, "only God," boy, there are so many quote unquote little gods in this world and idols, "be honor and glory forever and ever." And that's our prayer today. Oh Lord, we just want to honor you with our lives. We want to bring glory to you, and forgive us for trying to grab that glory back or to try to revel in our own personal glory. Lord, I give you the glory today. You are the one with renown. You are the famous one. You are the one worthy of being worshiped, and I worship you and revere you today. I pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Hey, if you want to help out, you can leave a little review, or you can just like add some stars. I really like stars. You can go up to 5 stars on that. I would appreciate it. And or 1 or 2 sentences about the podcast, or share it with a friend. Maybe this is one of those days where you're like, you know what, this would really benefit a friend of mine. Pass it on to them. I would really appreciate it. Have a great day. And we're almost to the end of the year.